You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the start of in-person absentee voting statewide. Voters will get to decide in the primary for state superintendent, which has three candidates vying for the job. Locally, voters will also get to decide between four mayoral candidates to narrow it down to two for the spring election. There will also be a La Crosse School Board primary to narrow the field from seven to six candidates and a three-way primary for District 7 on the City Council. Mauston School District voters will also vote on an operational referendum. Getting rid of brush and grass clippings in La Crosse will now come with a fee. The city announced this week that anyone who wants to use the Isle of Plume waste and brush site has to pay $25 per vehicle. The fee will cover access to the site for the entire year for the vehicle. La Crosse residents can apply for a seasonal permit sticker online or with a paper form. Contractors can pay $1,500 to cover up to five vehicles. The Isle of Plume site is scheduled to open on March 24th. The City of La Crosse is set to consider a new ordinance banning the outdoor release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance document filed with the City's Judicial and Administrative Committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out exceptions for scientific or weather balloons, as well as for hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that the balloons released outdoors end up polluting the environment and can affect grazing livestock. The committee meets today. A person rescued from a fire at a home on January 24th in La Crosse has died. The La Crosse Fire Department said the person was pulled from a mobile home fire on Rose Street, treated on the scene, and then taken to a hospital. Now, the fire department is announcing that the person passed away. The fire caused major damage to the home. The LCFD put out the fire quickly to avoid it spreading to other nearby homes on January 24th. The cause of the fire is being investigated. A federal funding freeze could have impacts for La Crosse residents. Mayor Mitch Reynolds explained in a social media post this week that a pause in federal funding would affect services like road programs, including construction and maintenance, as well as support for small businesses. A freeze could also affect the state's Head Start programs, including those in the Cooley region. Wisconsin is among the states suing the federal government over the freeze in funding announced by the Trump administration last month. Illnesses continue to be on the rise in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Respiratory illnesses are increasing in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services says flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also be following recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick.
Both Gunderson and Mayo Clinic have put out releases in recent days addressing the illness spike and how to stay safe this winter. Viroqua is the latest city in Wisconsin to apply for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The city is seeking funding to replace water mains in the city to help improve drinking water conditions. The DNR is currently reviewing the project and seeking public comment through February 19th. Federal law requires an environmental review for the project. You can send in comments by email or by mailing in a letter. You can find more details on the Wisconsin DNR website. After a cooler day today, tomorrow marks the return of wintry weather to the area. Areas north of La Crosse could see light snow, while areas south of La Crosse could see a glaze of ice tomorrow night. The dividing line is roughly along I-90 for precipitation type. Another winter weather system is expected to affect the area this weekend that will bring accumulating snow. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with five appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City, against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 20. 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Look, up on the screen, it's a dog. It's a man. No, it's both. And it's animated. And it's the number one movie in America. That's right, the family-friendly film Dog Man, about a police canine officer and his human partner both injured in the line of duty and becoming one after a crazy surgery, is now the box office champ, pulling in $36 million. There's a pretty big drop-off to the number two spot, which went to Companion. The mystery thriller comedy pulled in just over $9 million. Mufasa the Lion King came in third place with about $6.5 million, but a seven-week domestic gross of just under $230 million. Sony's surprise hit One of Them Days, about two girls trying to pay the rent, came in fourth place in week three with just under $6 million, and it was the Mark Wahlberg yawn Flight Risk in fifth place in its second week of release with $5.8 million at the gate. Looks like I'm going to have to roll over, sit, and fetch a screening of Dog Man. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brainy Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to LA firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high in the mid to upper teens today. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 8 above. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow and maybe even some freezing drizzle, a half inch to an inch possible, with a high tomorrow in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently it's 3 above.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.